Salt Lake's greatest hits, 94.1 KODJ with Meredith and AJ.
It's going to be a pretty decent day. A little bit of sunshine, 62 for the high, and it's National Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day. That's every day for us.
That sounds like Tuesday.
Every day we wear our pajamas.
Sometimes we wear them for weeks on end, Meredith.
Yeah, this robe definitely needs to be washed.
AJ's good news story of the day.
We'll make you happy.
And it's brought to you by KindlyMD.com. About some Florida police officers who were in pursuit of a suspect, and when they pulled him over and arrested him, they realized that he had a grocery delivery in his car.
Oh. Well, he was running late, Meredith.
They didn't want the recipients of the groceries to wonder where their groceries were, so the recipient's doorbell camera caught this.
Hello, you ordered groceries?
Yes.
Your driver got arrested, so we're delivering your groceries.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
I bet you haven't had that before.
No, but we didn't want your groceries to go to waste.
Yeah, these organic eggs are $7.99 a dozen. We didn't want them to go to waste.
And they didn't have to do that.
No, they didn't. That's cool.
But they did because they're awesome.
Above and beyond in the call of duty. And the whole time they're delivering it, too, they're like, yeah, we've probably not going to. This won't be the only time we do this at some point in our career. It's hilarious. If you want to see it, you can go to the Meredith and AJ Facebook page. Good news every morning at 6:40 and 9. Salt Lake's greatest hits, 94.1 KODJ with Meredith and AJ. It's great to have you listening this morning.
Learned something new from our daughter last night. Apparently, if you thumbs up a text as, like, that's your response, that's rude.
Especially if you use the Homer Simpson thumb. You know, the yellow
one. The yellow one. Like, yeah. So we need to talk about this because apparently I've been rude to a lot of people. 94.1 KODJ, Meredith and AJ with Showbiz Buzz coming up. Paul McCartney and John Lennon's sons are releasing music together.
Oh, this is so cool,
and we're going to play a part of their first song coming up.
Okay, so this is like one of those things where like the earth has, I don't want to say stop spinning, but like it's spinning in a perpetual
harmony with. I'm just not sure where you're trying to go.
Well, I'm just saying, like, when you've got the sons of legends like McCartney and Lennon singing this. Primrose Hill is a song. Okay. It does. I guess what I'm saying is, it feels like alternate reality.
And it's a good song.
When you've got a McCartney and a Lennon doing a new song, and you're like, wait a minute, it's 2024. It's their sons? Like, wait a minute, are they going to recreate the Beatles now? No, they're not going to.
But it sounds like they are going to put out an entire album together, though.
Oh, my
gosh. That's pretty awesome.
That is pretty sweet.
Let's keep the audio going with a clip from American Idol last night. So, Cabrianne from Hennifer advanced to the top 14 in American Idol.
Okay, she was singing Zombie.
But you see, it's not me, it's not my family. In your head, they are fighting with their tanks and their bombs and their bombs and their guns. In your head, they are crying.
That's pretty good.
It's really good.
I mean, it's pretty good. I love the Cranberries, and I love that version of that song because it's a hard driving guitar driven song.
But she did it in kind of a soft,
she did it like almost
sensuous
like,
way.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. Way to go, KB.
They announced that Gene Simmons is going to be mentoring the top 14 next Sunday.
Of all the people you never want giving rock star advice to
That's
future
awesome.
Rock stars, or maybe the other way around. I don't know.
Keanu Reeves is going to voice Shadow in the anti-hero in Sonic the Hedgehog 3, so he's joining Jim Carrey in that movie. I don't know if he's ever done. Has he ever done any kind of animation before?
Yeah, I know he has. I can't think of it off the top of my head, but
okay.
So he was on the red carpet for a thing over the weekend in L.A. This was like an art gala, and apparently he kisses with his eyes open. Keanu Reeves. Look, on TMZ.com.
Oh, that's weird.
He kisses while looking straight at the person he's kissing.
That's weird.
She has her eyes closed. He's kissing with his eyes open.
Oh, that's weird. That's creepy.
All right. 7:25. You're waiting on the air. Everybody cut. You know what's coming up Saturday? Beeson High School prom is coming up on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Do we know what's going on? I mean, I'm sure it's not going to be like a free-for-all where we can all just show up.
I'm going to.
Of course you would.
I have my pink cummerbund from 1984. And if Kevin Bacon is going to be at Beeson High School for a Footloose-style prom because they're getting ready to tear the high school down, then I'll show up. Gosh darn it. So, yeah, if you see a Kevin Bacon sighting this weekend, it might actually be a Kevin Bacon that you're really seeing, especially if it's near Payson for prom this weekend.
So I got in trouble from our daughter last night.
Yes, you did.
Because of the way I responded to a text. Okay. And apparently this is rude.
Yep.
And if it's true, then, I've been rude to a lot of people for a long time. So she saw a message come in that I just thumbs it up. I didn't reply with a thumbs up. I thumbs up the message.
Right.
Right?
Thumbs-upping a message, like giving the thumbs up. Blue thumbs up when you give the thumbs up on the message is different from the actual Homer Simpson thumbs up.
Well, she says it's rude.
Okay.
Either way, she says it's a rude response. She's like, she goes, that's so rude, Mom. And I was like, what? I thumbs it up. To me, that means, like, thank you, or I saw your message, I got your message. But apparently it's not.
Okay, well, listener Angie wants to chime in.
If it's a reply text thumb, sometimes it comes off as passive aggressive in certain situations.
See, that's exactly what I was going to say. Like,
so when I meet it as like, thanks, they could read it as like, thanks.
Like you pour out your heart and soul. Like, I just wanted to tell you that I love you. I've been trying to tell you for the last 25 years.
Well, I would never thumbs up a message like that.
Thumbs up. Like, cool. Like the first time I told Meredith I love her and she said, that's nice.
I'm so, sorry.
It's 25 years ago.
You will never. Forget that.
Well, no. We've been married now for 20 years. What do you think?
The message was someone telling me about an event and saying, like, hey, if you want to go to this event, let me know. And
that's
so I thumbs up it. Like thanks. Thanks for letting me know about the event. But she said that the other person probably read it like, thanks.
Okay.
But no thanks.
Like, what? Yeah.
So.
Well, now you know. See, now that this is why we have children, just so we're never socially awkward with people.
And now we know. Apparently, I've been rude to a lot of people for a long time, and I did not even know it.
Yeah,
so.
There's so many people that commented that, too. Like, oh, crap.
I've been rude. Yeah, it was kind of 50-50. A lot of people saying, like, what? This is the first time I'm hearing that this is rude. So,
now you know. I'm guilty, too. I think we're all guilty. That's the point.
We're here for educational purposes as well.
You're welcome.
Because we don't want you to be the rude people that we are.
See? We love
It's AJ's Totally Random Fact.
Brought to you by the Law Tigers Motorcycle Lawyers.
Okay, so you suffer from allodaxophobia.
I do.
And I suffer from allodaxophobia.
What is it?
The fear of onions.
Oh, allodaxophobia.
No, I'm sorry. It's the fear of opinions. Excuse me, I misread that. The fear of opinions.
Opinions.
Allodaxophobia.
Well, sometimes opinions are like onions.
Yes. That's hilarious. My bad. 94.1 KODJ. Alumiophobia. Alumphobia is the fear of onions. Allodaxophobia is the fear of opinions.
Well, I can see why you got to mix up the
pretty close. Want to get that cleared up. Like, I misread opinions for onions. Allodaxophobia is the fear of opinions. Alumphobia is the fear of onions. And now you know.
And they're both bad.
Yeah, onions are
both kind of stinky.
Now, three things you need to know with Meredith and AJ.
Brought to you by Utah's Hogle Zoo, and we'll have tickets to give away at 8:25. In case you missed this from yesterday, WNBA draft took place, and the Utah All-American Alyssa Pelley was selected as the 8th overall pick by Minnesota. She's the second highest drafted player in Utah history.
Huge shout out. Bring it.
Alyssa. According to Salt Lake Mayor Aaron Mendenhall, 6,759 potholes were filled during the city's spring pothole repair project last week.
That's great. That only leaves 24,273 left.
Listen, baby steps, AJ. Baby steps. A little at a time. We'll get there.
You can't please everybody. I'm one of those guys like, oh, you filled a bunch of potholes. You didn't fill the one in my street. Like, that's the kind of guy I am.
You can file a request to have your pothole filled.
I know. I want to sound like the grumpy old man that
I am. You are the grumpy old man.
How's the water year doing? If you're interested in the record snowpack from last year holding up, looks like we've got 18.8 inches as of April 2nd for the snow water equivalent. So that's pretty darn good. 103% for 4 or 5% of normal.
Okay, that's
as opposed
good.
To last year, which was like 120.
So. Anything over 100% is
So what it means
is, I think mathematically, that's good.
If you're somebody who pays attention to this stuff and you're worried about whether or not you're going to be able to take showers this summer and water your lawn, all of that's very much in play. The bad news really is that you still have to, not the bad news, but the news is that you really still have to conserve water.
Gotcha.
The reservoirs are full, and it means the Great Salt Lake's probably going to fill up considerably again.
Well, we got enough snow for at least 3 resorts to stay open through May.
Oh, there you go.
Bryan Head is going to stay open through May 5th, Solitude May 12th, Snowbird through May 27th at least. That's Memorial Day.
And that's some spring skiing for you. Cool. 8:25, what's coming up?
Local zoo passes.
Facebook, but not a thumbs up like on a text.
Aha.
That's confusing.
Yes.
Very good point. We thumbs up things on Facebook to say, I like this. So why can't I thumbs up your message to say, I like your message?
Gee, what do old people sound like on the radio, Mom?
They're talking about
thumbs on the radio like old people would.
I don't want to. I mean, listen, if I'm going to be rude, I'm going to be intentionally rude. Okay. I don't want to be non-intentionally rude.
No ambiguity with Meredith. She's going to be the B word very clearly if want it to be.
I don't want to be rude on accident. I'm saying.
We've been married for, 20, almost 21 years now?
Something like that.
So 21 minutes is how long it took for a couple to get divorced accidentally. This lawyer, I guess, was going through the website stuff that you do when you're filling out a form to divorce a couple as a lawyer. And he clicked on the wrong couple and divorced them. And they're like, maybe we'll just stay divorced and take some of the benefits, legally speaking, of being divorced. You and I have talked about this. If there's an option, because you
know, we've jokingly talked about this.
Like getting a divorce just for the sake of
the tax benefit.
The tax, if there is a tax benefit, most of the time it's when you're married. There could be a tax benefit if you're divorced. Very, very small window.
I'm just thinking, like, what the heck?
If they got to be free for a while, you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe it was the universe telling them they needed to split up. His lawyer screwed up. Now, the couple that was supposed to get divorced is also getting divorced.
Okay.
No, they're going to be getting the paperwork all figured out.
I'm sorry you're divorced. Just give me a second. Give me a second. I'll fix it.
Yeah. I mean, like, what are the 5-star reviews like on that website? You know, like, was divorced, but they fixed it. Would recommend now.
You had one job to divorce the right couple.
Okay. It's KODJ. Thanks. 94.1 KODJ with Meredith and AJ.
What did we learn today? We learned that thumbs-upping a text is rude and passive-aggressive. Huh. So to all the people that I have thumbs-up, I apologize. Didn't mean to be rude.
I didn't know thumbs-upping was a phrase we could say on the radio, but apparently we just did.
I think they just added that to the Oxford Dictionary.
$1,000 with Fuel Your Adventure coming up in just a few minutes. Blue.